had said earlier you hoped your turn back would feel good. It looked like it felt really good.
It did. Yeah, absolutely. It felt so good. It's always so hard waiting until day six because it's my favorite event. And so I woke up this morning and I was just so happy it was finally here. But my 200s have been feeling really good. So it felt great. It was awesome just to get out there and swim, and it'll be fun tonight. So.
When you were, you're way out in front of the heat, were you thinking that was going to be the case in that heat?
You know what? You never really know what to expect, especially in the mornings. You know, everyone kind of has their own race strategy, especially when it comes to prelims. So the most important thing you can do is stick to your own race strategy for the morning. And for me, that was just getting out there and feeling strong.
A lot of people say they kind of can feel where they are in a race. Did you feel like a 207?
Yeah, actually, that felt pretty good. I was hoping for a 208. So 207 I was really, really happy with. I mean, it was faster than any time I went last summer. So honestly, I'm really happy with that. And I think it'll be a fun race tonight.
Have you had a chance to see that 10-year-old girl from Bahrain?
She's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. I like want to take her home with me. She's so pretty. I got in her warm down lane the other day because I like wanted to be friends with her, but I didn't have a chance to talk to her. But every time I see her, she just gives me like the biggest smile. But she's like this big. She's tiny.
Yeah, she got out there and, kind of held her own, too.
Oh, my gosh, she's so cute. I was wondering how they make suits that small. Like, what size is that? It has to be like an 18.
Watch out for her 2020 Tokyo.
Right? She's coming.
Yeah.
She's adorable. Thanks, guys.